Hello, this is Jordan Kelly with Books and Backpacking Adventures. This episode is called Atticus Goes to Texas. Vacation started early with a 4 a.m. alarm and a scramble to reach the airport. With a rushed goodbye, I reluctantly walked inside. My pre-coffee brain was slow through check-in, but I soon found my boarding area and waited for my flight. Quickly afterward, we boarded, and I took a window seat. The crew went through pre-flight checks, and we were off. Every seat filled, I focused on the surroundings as we began gaining speed. I felt a combination of my inner adrenaline junkie excitement mixed with my dread at flying. The takeoff was smooth, but the comfort stopped there. The remaining time was rough, requiring passengers to stay in our seats nearly the entire time. I watched the thunderheads out the window, finding it beautiful despite the turbulence. To everyone's relief, we began descending at the airstrip. Coming in fast, we had a hard stop, followed by the pilot's embarrassed voice announcing we had landed. Quickly shuffling off the plane and later finding my suitcase, I made my way out. Dallas was a loud, lively scene as I located my ride and watched the buildings go by on the way to the hotel. The air was heavy with humidity and unseasonably hot. It seemed to wave like steam over the roads as we drove. I was happy I had only packed summer clothes. My event over with, Jay and Atticus made the drive into town, reaching the hotel. Despite the late hour, we were excited for the week ahead and settled into the room. Atticus wasn't sure what to think of a new surrounding and, of course, slept across me like a log. The following day, we started our tour of Texas with a tractor festival. Walking through the different exhibits, I have to say my favorite part was riding in the long wagon through the park. Ducking the heat, we got ice cream and headed off to our next stop. The next few days were a blur of driving and visiting friends and family. We also found some excellent restaurants, such as Salvadorian food at Gloria's, then the Sugar Burger at Rodeo Goat. Not to be forgotten was Dino's, which had amazing pork chops and the best Moscow Mule I've ever had. We also toured around a historic area of DFW, and I only snapped a few photos too distracted with looking for dinner. Atticus also got to meet my dog Sam, who is a cranky man at 16 years old. The most significant moment of the trip, however, was a surprise proposal at a family dinner. After giving a beautiful speech, Jay got on one knee and asked me to marry him. Overwhelmed with surprise, all I could do was nod and say yes. The ring was gorgeous, and I'd never been happier. My family, who were in on the surprise, congratulated us with joy. I could hardly believe it as everyone began suggesting ideas for the wedding. It was a perfect night that I would treasure. We made a few more stops, going to the local gun range, and then, later on, Bass Pro. Finding some cool things there, we picked up fudge and headed out. With a storm rolling in, we drove to a nearby restaurant that could only be described as befitting of kitchen nightmares. I'll spare you the gory details of that meal. Just know that it was memorable. The end of the week arrived too soon, and we started back home. Taking a few breaks along the way, we reached home, happy and wiped out. Find more content at jordankellybooks.com.